This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I'm Chris Moore. Joining us on Pittsburgh Works is Eric Johnson. Mr. Johnson is the show manager for the Log and Timber Home Show taking place this weekend in Seven Springs. Eric, welcome to KDK. How are you?
Chris, I'm great. How are you doing this evening?
Doing just peachy keen. When we think of log cabins, do we have to go all the way back to Abe Lincoln and some guy in the wilderness with an axe chopping down logs and grooving them and throwing mud in the cracks to stay out of the winter weather? Is that what we think about, or have we improved since that time?
Well, I think Abe was onto something there, and really the whole idea of living in a log or a timber frame home is alive and well, and it's just a special place to come home to, and all those days past, some of those tried and true ways of building are still in use today. The mud in the cracks, not so much, but certainly the whole idea of living in one of these beautiful homes is something we really enjoy. So,
well, tell me about the show and what's going on up there in Seven Springs this weekend.
So it's the Log and Timber Home Show. Our first day was today. We go tomorrow from 10 to 6 and then Sunday from 10 to 4. This show is for people who are interested in buying or building a log or a timber frame home. And the vendors here are really here to help. It's educational. We have in the neighborhood of 20 log home and timber frame home builders here, which is really quite a bit. In fact, there was a couple that was here all day today. They're going to take in what we call the Log and Timber University, which is a four-hour class tomorrow, and they plan to be here until Sunday planning their dream home. So that's really what it's about. It's getting an opportunity to understand the process and what it takes to get yourself into one of these log or timber frame homes.
You know, when you say understanding the process, it sounds like it's a little bit different than building a conventional home. Am I right or wrong?
You're right. You know, they still have to dig a hole and you still have to have a foundation, but when you're working with a log or timber frame home company, there's a design process there, and there's what is called a materials package, and that is what included in that materials package are the logs or the timbers that build your home. And it can include the windows, it can include porches, decks, interior doors, all of those things, and what the show does, it kind of helps people understand what really each company offers and how to talk to them and get your questions answered.
So do companies that are different take different approaches to these homes?
They do. You know, each company is a little different. For example, when you're building a house and you have a foundation, and a package might include that floor system. That's the part of the house when you walk in your living room, you're walking on top of your floor system. Some people include that. They include the logs or the timbers to build the house. They can include the windows, the doors, the roofing, covered porches, those things, and some do not. So it's just a matter of getting yourself educated and getting an understanding so you know which direction you're going to want to head.
Well, you talk about building your dream home. How much do you as the homeowner get to plan with the builder to make sure that you have the home that you want, that is that dream home?
Well, there's custom homes out there. Everybody knows what a custom home is. You go to a design builder and you sit down and you design your home and you get the home that you want. The log and timber frame home industry is no different than that. That's what these guys do with really state-of-the-art technology. They can whip up 3D renderings, floor plans, get right down to the details, what the different roofs are going to look like, turn the plans upside down and get views that you really could never do in the years past. So that's what these homes are all about. They're different. They're unique. Everybody has a different idea. For example, what a cabin is. A cabin can be 400 square feet or a cabin can be 10,000 square feet. It's totally up to you.
And what about the windows? You know, I've seen some of these homes that have beautiful planting and windows that go into it. Is that extra cost when we look at these large windows with vaulted ceiling kind of approaches to them?
Well, one of the many questions that we get asked, no matter where we go across the country, you know, a lot of people will ask, and a lot of people, keep in mind, who are looking at a log or timber frame home, for many of them, it's been a lifelong dream, so it's something they're looking to attain. So it's a little different than just, say, shelter. But one of the questions we get, how do they compare to a regular, quote-unquote, custom-built home? And really, you can't compare to a certain degree. Yes, you can go into a custom-built home and have vaulted ceilings, some glass, and really have a beautiful home. With a log or a timber frame home, you're dealing with lots of wood. In many cases, you're taking advantage of a view, whether it be on a lake or a mountain. So you're taking advantage of that. So that's going to include a lot of glass. And, you know, glass isn't cheap. And the windows today, you want to make sure they're energy efficient. You know, which way is your house facing? Is it due south? Is it, you know, if your Lakeview lot is facing north, you're still going to put windows on that north side. You got to figure out the rest of the house and how to design it. And those are the types of things that can be answered at a show like this.
All right. Eric Johnson is our guest. He's the show manager for the Log and Timber Home Show, which is taking place this weekend at Seven Springs. We're going to talk more about log and timber construction in just a moment, and I hope that you will stay tuned. In the meantime, this is KDKA. I'm Chris Moore. We'll continue in just a moment. And Pittsburgh Works continues now with our guest, Eric Johnson, who is the show manager for the Log and Timber Home Show taking place this weekend at Seven Springs. What kind of wood are we talking about? You know, I was kind of kidding in the beginning when I said, is this like Abe Lincoln? We're going to go out in the surrounding forest and cut down some wood. Where does this wood come from? Is it treated? How does it hold up with insulation? Are those things that a home builder should think about?
Definitely. When you're looking at log or timber frame homes, a species of wood can come down to a couple of things. It can be the structural integrity, meaning what is the roof structure going to be like? What does it need to hold up? That'll determine oftentimes what kind of wood, like a Douglas fir, is used for structural integrity. If you're looking for something, maybe the look of some wood, maybe a red cedar, a western red cedar, can be used for that. It can also be used for the logs. You know, when you're dealing with Pennsylvania forever has been a top log home and timber frame state. It's probably a top five where people build log homes and timber frame homes. So a lot of the companies, there's a lot of representatives that are based in Pennsylvania, and oftentimes the type of wood can be also where you're from. For example, Eastern White Pine, a lot of that is in the Northeast. I'm from New York, and there's a lot of companies that use Eastern White Pine. A lot of times, if you're getting big timber out of, say, British Columbia, that can be big Western Red Cedar logs like you cannot get in this part of the country. So it can vary. In terms of logs being treated, there are some companies that offer that type of treatment system. Others, really, it comes down to good home design. That's also very critical in terms of anything to do, any home. You know, you want to do certain things to keep moisture away from it. Those are just traditional building type things. So those are all different little tricks that you can use. And really, in terms of insulating value, it's called thermal mass. A log home, you know, wood is roughly 1.5 R values. That's what everybody knows out there. R value is a measure of resistance. And so wood offers 1.5 inches, but it's really more than that. It's the cell structure, which creates what is called thermal mass. So it absorbs heat. So it actually, when you get a room up to temperature, for example, in a log home, has a tendency to maintain that temperature for a longer period of time without having to have a system kick on and off. And really, when you're dealing with timber frame homes, which is a little different than a log home, you have the timber frame skeleton or structure, and then you have what are called structural insulated panels. And those are pieces of insulation sandwiched usually between OSB or plywood. And those R values can be, you know, from R19 right on up. And again, depends where you're building, what the codes are, all of those things.
I wonder at the show, do you have more than just builders? For instance, if I wanted solar panels on my rural dream home, would I be able to find that out at the show? If I wanted special furniture to mimic the home, could I find that at the show too?
I'm actually walking around the show right now after hours, and I've got a company here who they build antler chandeliers out of Colorado, absolutely one-of-a-kind, beautiful chandeliers, and something like that can go in any home. It doesn't have to be a log or a timber frame home, so we get a lot of people who are looking for that very different, rustic type of furniture. I have another company here that does hickory furniture, all kinds of beautiful rustic furniture that's all for sale. So we do have that. Beyond the log and timber frame home companies, we have hardwood flooring that's made right up in State College, Pennsylvania. It's called Peachy Hardwood Flooring. Beautiful stuff. They're here. We have Ideal Precast Foundations. They're here. They're a local company. I have Fox Blocks, which is an insulated foam block that is used for foundation. So there's a lot of other items, part of the structure, part of the final wish list in terms of the beautiful rustic furniture that you'll find at the show as well.
In terms of getting to the show at Seven Springs, what about tickets? What sort of things you have to do to get your tickets? Is there a website to go to or what?
There is. You can go to loghomeshowswithans.com. And on there, you can buy tickets online. They're $10. You can, if you're not wanting to do that, you can print off a coupon and save a couple bucks and bring that and do the tickets here. And you know what, Chris, I was thinking, you know, for your listeners out there, if they mention the log and that they heard this on your radio show, we'll offer them a 2-for-1. So we'll do 2 tickets for $12. So something special for your listeners.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. And should they just go to the website to get that offer or what?
They can do that. They can go print out. They can either just come right to the show, mention it, and I'll give them the 2-for-1 deal, or they can print out one of the tickets for 10, and I'll get 2 in. So however they want to do it, we're easy. We're here to introduce people to the world of log and timber frame homes, and the more the merrier. And we're talking about the different people who build these homes. Young people out there, as you're getting into your 30s and starting to think about building a home, this would be a good show to come and visit and maybe find the itch to build one someday, and you'll get a lot of questions answered, and you never know. And then, of course, we have our people who've always wanted one. They'll be here for sure tomorrow.
The demographics probably skew to an older, more established population rather than a first-time home buyer, from what you just said. Is that right?
That is exactly right. Typically, we're in that 45 to 65, but oftentimes, even today here in Seven Springs, I had a gentleman who was 80 years old. He's still going to build a log home. It's probably his second one, I believe. So it covers a couple of generations there. We do get some young people here. Maybe they grew up in one and they want to build one for themselves. Or, again, they're just out kind of looking to see what's out there. And, who knows? One day they'll own their land and be ready to build. So.
How much of this is an educational opportunity for someone who just wants to look at it? I understand you have a log and timber university going on there to show, too.
So we do. The Log and Timber University is something that we do all over the country, like the shows, and we run them concurrently. And the one here, for example, runs tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's $95 a person or $129 for a couple. And what it's put on by a builder. It's definitely not a commercial. It is educational 100%. And this gentleman, he's built log homes and timber frame homes, and he really talks about the process. It's really geared to someone who's in the early stages, looking to really start to get serious about building. And it also offers you opportunities to come back to any of our events at no extra charge for however long you'd like to. So it's a really good program to help people understand, again, how to build a log or timber frame home.
And when it comes to education, you also offer some of that on your website. Is that right?
That's right. At the website, there are links. You can do some online education. It's something that we consider an add-on, if you will, to the in-person opportunity of the university, but certainly a chance to, at your own pace, at your own time, whenever you want to do it, another chance there to also get educated. So we definitely do that. And that's at thelogintimberhomeshow.com. Different website, but we're all partners. So,
what's the appeal of this kind of home? I've seen a lot of them, and they look fantastic. I've also watched some of these programs on construction of them that's on some of the DIY kinds of shows that are on TV now. What's the real appeal of this kind of home?
You know, I've been in this industry for a long time on both sides. I've done the shows forever, and I've worked for log and timber frame home companies for over 30 years. And, you know, the one thing that we find in a lot of people, it's just, there's something about it. A lot of times, like you touched on earlier, it could be the final home. It could be the vacation home, a retirement home. In some cases, it can be the first home. But the people who know and live in them, the one thing they always say when they come home from work, it's different. You just come in, the warmth and the natural effects of the wood and the soaring ceilings, oftentimes the beautiful views. It's like you're coming home to vacation every day. That's probably one of the things we hear all the time. I think the process is kind of cool. It's different than, I built a house in Northern Virginia, and you walked in and you picked the floor plan.
Let me interrupt you just for a second here and continue that thought after this commercial break, okay?
You got it.
All right, we'll be right back. And Pittsburgh Works continues now with Eric Johnson, who is our guest. Mr. Johnson is the show manager for the Log and Timber Home Show. It's taking place even as we speak. This was the first day of it. It's at Seven Springs all weekend. Why did you decide to come to southwestern Pennsylvania? I understand you travel all over the nation. Why southwestern Pennsylvania? Is this a good market for log and timber homes?
Well, Chris, you know, like I said, I am from New York, but I am a Steeler fan, even after last night, but we won't go there. So,
no, we won't.
It's you know, like I said earlier, Pennsylvania is a top five log home state, and you know, I've been in Seven Springs. This is the first time we've been back since 2015. In the years since then, I've been at Monroeville, and we'll go right across the state. I've done them in Harrisburg. We've done them in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and then I go down into Columbus and other areas like that, and obviously west of the Mississippi. So it's just a good area. People really love log and timber frame homes. I mean, Seven Springs. Brings in this beautiful facility is one of our favorites, actually, on the whole tour we do. The way they've redone the building with the stone and the wood, it really makes the show look great. It's a great atmosphere here.
And I imagine when you're building the fireplaces in these log and timber homes, you've got to consider the stone that you're going to use, too. Is it locally resourced?
It can be, you know, in the world of masonry, you can have natural stone fireplaces, and of course, you can have the pre-manufactured or manufactured stone. It just really depends where it's coming from. But again, you know, we talked earlier about the cost of any home, let alone a log or timber frame home. You get into adding fireplaces, and whether you go full masonry or with an insert, which is a little less expensive, that's what would drive the cost of any home, really. And really, a show like this gives you an opportunity to talk about those things and see how those decisions can really affect the overall budget.
So you're walking the floor there on this, the first day of the show. Give us a mental picture so our radio listeners can figure out if they want to pack the family in the van and come up. And I take it you're family friendly too, since we're talking about building homes.
Exactly. So, you know, as we walk the aisles here, we have a bunch of displays. There's a lot of wood on display here, and it really, and a lot of that wood is really samples or to help give people the idea of what the wood looks like so they can kind of envision it in their own home. Right now I'm walking past those antler chandeliers that I mentioned earlier, all shapes and sizes, all different types of antlers, just really works of art. I mean, Sean is an artist, and he came all the way from Colorado to the great state of Pennsylvania. We have the Log Home Hub. Jim helps people through the process of building a log home. So he's like, he can help you choose a log home company or a timber frame home company. He's here I have timber framers from Ohio, Oak Bridge Timber Frames, with a beautiful display with lots of representatives here to answer questions. And right here we have one of our a new vendor for us, which is really exciting, a company called Confluence Fabrication. And they're a timber frame home company, really nice folks. And they do a mixture of metal and wood and timber frame, which is a great combination. And they have a beautiful setup here to give you an idea of the different things they can do. Natural Element Homes is another company, great designs, all types of different sizes of homes. Hochstetler Milling and Hochstetler Log Homes are here. So got a lot of companies that are known throughout the industry for building quality log and timber frame homes.
Seven Springs seems the ideal place to do this, because every time I've been up there, I look at some of the construction, the masonry that went into the fireplaces, the logs that constructed some of the buildings. That seems like the ideal place for this kind of show.
Well, the best part for a lot of the guys in this show, and myself included, is when you go in the back docks of Seven Springs and some of the original building, and you see the original timbers that were taken, I believe, from these actual grounds here and probably sourced locally. These are huge trees that make up the structure of this building, and it's just incredible to look at. So it's like I said earlier, the inside of this place is great. They've done a ton of work, as probably a lot of people are aware. It just looks really nice. And there's a ton of things here, of course, for the families to do as well.
Has the technology changed in terms of building these? I wonder, as these guys stroll through there and they see the stuff that was constructed years ago, and they look at tongue and groove and all the things that go to making this and the machines that do it now, how much has the technology changed to make these homes a real solid bet for a homeowner?
One of the main things that's really come along is the design element, what you're able to do. You know, early on when log homes were being built, they were basically simple structures, 24 feet by 34 feet, with a basic roof system, and, you know, it was a beautiful log cabin. Nowadays, you can build any type of custom home with logs, and the ability with the type of equipment that they use, the milling process is very highly technological. Companies like Hundegger, they make which is like a 3D kind of milling operation that can do all kinds of different cuts and different profiles. That's what the log looks like. So when you come to a show like this, when you think of a log home, you think of round logs on the outside, but that's not the only choice. You can have flat logs on the outside, which are older hand-hewn looks like hearthstone homes. That's what they do. And then you have woodland timber frames. They do oak timber frame homes. Cedar Knoll out of Plattsburgh, New York, they do cedar. And I'm looking at their display right now, and they have what is called the D-log. That's flat on the inside, round on the outside, shaped like the letter D. They have what are called Swedish cope, and that's basically a round log with a notch cut on the bottom that sits on the next round log, so it all fits together. And that kind of technology has changed, like how the logs go together. Again, the overall design of the home, the different products that are in the home in terms of insulating the roof, that goes back to those structural insulated panels, things like that. So there's a lot of technology that goes into these homes these days.
Can you tell us about the magazines that are helping to put on the show?
Well, you know, Log Home Living and Timber Home Living magazines have been around for over 30 years, and they're really what drives this industry. They've really filled the coffee tables of many homes across the country, and really the dreams start with leafing through those pages, and those two magazines are really what it's about. And when I was younger, 20-something years ago, I was at the first log home show in Louisville, Kentucky. And, you know, from there, the industry just grew. And along with the magazines, we had more shows, our website. All of those things have really been very educational and really inspirational, I guess you could say, for people looking to build one of these homes.
All right. Eric Johnson is our guest. He's the show manager for the Log and Timber Home Show, as we continue with Pittsburgh Works here on KDKA. We want you to pay attention, because we've got one more segment with Eric, and that's coming up right after these commercial announcements. And we continue our conversation with Eric Johnson. Eric is the show manager for the Log and Timber Home Show that's taking place this weekend at Seven Springs. So why should I pack the whole family in the car and bring them up there so we can take a look at all these fabulous displays you have?
Well, Chris, I don't know what you're sitting in right now, but I'm sitting in a beautiful hickory rocker as everybody's left the building and taken all this beautiful furniture in from Allegheny Log Homes and Moldings out there in Pennsylvania. Beautiful furniture, very comfortable. And, you know, that's what that's about. You asked earlier, what is it about these homes? And really, you know, when you factor in the beautiful rustic furniture that goes into a lot of them, it creates that atmosphere that people long for. And, you know, it's fantastic, but you got to get it built. That's the key. And part of building one of these is you got to finance it. And they're a little different than a conventional home or an existing home. We have M&T Bank here. They've been involved in the log and timber frame home lending business for many, many years, and they really understand the ins and outs. And they do, throughout this show and a lot of our shows, they're going to do some presentations on what it takes to finance a log or a timber frame home. It's a pretty important part of the process. And along those lines, we have many of our professional folks here who represent a lot of the companies that do presentations throughout the day, and they're included in the ticket price. Some of them are budgeting for log and timber frame or hybrid homes, log home basics 101, the ABCs of buying a log and timber home from Golden Eagle Log and Timber Homes out of Wisconsin. And that's another point here. There are a lot of companies. Many of them are from Pennsylvania, but there are a lot of companies from Canada, Wisconsin, New Hampshire, Maine. We have Katahdin Cedar Log Homes. All these companies are from all over, but the key is they have representatives in areas like Pennsylvania to help people get the homes built, and that's really a huge part of the process. Heavy Timber Truss and Frame, he's based out of Ohio, and he's got representatives all through the area that can help people. Moosehead Cedar Log Homes out of Maine. So a lot of different companies represented here. Appalachian Log Structures from West Virginia. So they're all here ready to help people realize that dream of owning a log or a timber frame home.
Once you've come up with all your plans and you've planned this out, does the cost change at all depending on how far you have to truck in some of the stone, the wood, the milling, and the other things that has to take place? The weather, it seems to me, could affect your construction around here.
Oh yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, if you're getting your ducks in a row and you're designing your home over the summer, you have your log home package delivered in the fall, your foundation's in, your site work's done, you get the house under cover, dry in, they call it, the roof on, windows in, doors in, and then you get that winter months to get the heaters cranked up inside and do the finish work. But it doesn't always work like that. These guys have been building homes for a long time, and they've seen it all. So it really just depends on your timing, how fast you can go. It goes, for example, with financing. All of these things are part of the home building process. Whether or not you build a log or timber frame home or any home, you still have to deal with those types of things. And, you know, a good representative will help lead you through that process, and that's what, this industry has been about for a long time.
You mentioned that you wanted to give away a couple of tickets, two for the price of one. Repeat that offer, please.
So normally tickets are $12 per person, and as always, children 18 and under are free. It's important to us that people come to this show and take their time and talk to these folks. That's why our tickets are also good for, in this case, the next couple of days. So if you buy a ticket tomorrow, you can come back Sunday if you'd like. And for listeners on your radio show, we're going to offer a two-for-one, so two tickets for $12. Just mention the radio show to the cashier, and they'll be more than happy to take care of you.
Okay, just mentioned you heard it on the Chris Morse Show on KDK Radio, who was sitting in for Robert Mangino, and you'll get those tickets two for one. This is a good place. It's an all-in-one kind of stop and shop where you can look at everything from the building, the cost, the financing, getting more educated about this, and how you're going to furnish the home, too. And that's one of the big selling points of having all these builders and marketers in one place, isn't it?
Our old slogan from 20 years ago was everything under one roof. You know, everybody talks about the internet and what that's done to all types of different businesses. There's one thing you can't replace, and that is face-to-face. You know, you're going to be building a home of your dreams, and you want to meet the people, talk to the people, get all your all the questions answered, and the best place to do that is at a show like this. You get to see 20 different companies from all over. The other option is you get to hop in your car and drive around and meet these people individually, and that's just not practical. So this is a great opportunity for anyone who's interested in building a log or timber frame home, just to get an idea of what's going on and push that little P forward and get that log or timber frame home built.
I wonder, you know, I watch a lot of these homes being built in that style on some of the do-it-yourself kinds of programs, but that's not really what we're talking about, just a little cabin in the woods. We're talking about something that could be a dream home, aren't we?
Well, you know, early on, I believe it was about the first thing I said, everybody's idea of a cabin is different. We've had people buy 400-square-foot cabins, which is like a 20 by 20, or we've had people build 10,000-square-foot cabins, and that's what they think a cabin is. You know, the log home industry, to a certain degree, was built on do-it-yourselfers. It is still a part of the industry. It's something, if you think you can do, you can look into it. But again, a show like this can help you find out if that's really what you want to do. If you're getting into more complex designs, probably not going to be something you're going to want to do. But, you know, sometimes you can work with these companies and there are parts of the house that you can do yourself if that's something you like to do or you're trying to save a little bit of money. So you definitely have options.
So when I say I'm going to my cabin in the woods, it probably depends on how fat my wallet is, right? What a cabin really is.
You hit the nail on the head. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. No doubt.
Well, Eric, what are your final words for you? We got about a minute and a half left. Again, I asked the question, why should we pack up the family and bring them up to Seven Springs?
Well, you know, a lot of people out there have always wanted to build a log or a timber frame home and live in one. And, you know, here's an opportunity to visit 20 log and timber frame home companies, see some beautiful furniture, some beautiful hardwood flooring from Peachy Wood Flooring, hardwood flooring. They're based up in State College. You know, that can go in any house. So if you're looking to replace some floors, they're here. What a great place to see their, I don't know, they have, 10 samples here maybe that you can look at. So we're offering quite a bit for people to really get started on building their log and timber frame home. And it's Seven Springs. Bring the family. There's plenty to do here. So everybody's aware of that, I think. So no better place to be, at least in my mind, for the rest of this weekend.
And one more time, what's your website?
loghomeshows.com. loghomeshows.com.
All right, Eric, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate you being here and telling our audience all about the big log and timber home show that's going on at Seven Springs this weekend. Thanks a lot, man.
Hey, Chris, appreciate it. Have a great rest of your night.
All right, you too. All right, we intend to have a great rest of our night. We've got 2 hours of open talk, and that's coming up next on KDKA.